literally start immediately.
I mean, my wit.
I can start immediately.
I mean, my wit.
How you like that, dude?
I mean, my
wit. We on, baby.
Oh, no. Damn it.
Well, we're talking, dude, we're in machine learning.
We're
dude.
Only talking Twitter. There's
we're talking machine learning. We're talking about classified. I learned about this because I emailed the researchers, dude, for clarification last night.
Yeah.
I was up in bed in between waiting for my troops to spawn from Clash of Clans. I just dropped $40 on some chests.
No, dude.
I have this thing called a war machine now.
By the way, this is where your Patreon dollars are going. It's Matt's fucking Clash of Clans fort.
I thought about it. There's money going to the economy. I'm just ruining it. I'm spending it on the most pointless thing you could get.
Where do you think that goes? That goes straight to China.
The Clash of Clans?
Dude,
you know, when I see those little symbols, it gets personal. I fight, I invade China all the time. Fuck the shit up. I see that fucking, I see some tattoos, and I'm like, all right, motherfuckers, let's go.
See the wing things, and you invade, dude.
Yeah, dude. I'm like, are you guys running? They're running all fucking high wide, dude. They're fucking flying.
Wow.
Yeah, I see the wing things, and I'm like, all right.
You get racist.
I'm like, all right, boys, let's fucking go. I was gonna send some goblins in to steal your gold and fucking dark elixir, but now I'm gonna fuck up your town center.
Really?
Let you guys know that communism's a fucking farce. I get what, yeah, dude.
Are you sure it's Chinese wing things?
Hey,
you could
man.
Be just smashing Japanese.
People are catching some flack. If I see them, I'm going in.
If you see something that's not English.
I'll get them back for Pearl Harbor, dude. I don't give a fuck. If I see some shit, dude, I'm going in. I'm like, really, though, basically, it's so unfair because the level I'm in, it should have taken me forever to like upgrade my gold and my elixir storages to get the war machine. Dude, you don't understand. It's the broken down war machine.
I'm sorry. I'm stuck on some dude that's high in his bed and sees somebody's Japanese like castle name and is like, fucking Pearl Harbor. Dude, give him what for?
Oh my god, I'm sending in the Archer Queen. Dude, it's unbelievable, yeah. Dude. Healers above you. So the Archer Queen can run forever. If you put like three healers up, then like I'm talking 120 people with the bows level
what
five.
The Japanese like, Healer Queen is here. Archer Queen, he's a Madame Makuska. Oh.
What's funny is you watch the replay of people attacking you, so it definitely is like, huh? What? 75 archer queens come on the perimeter, or 75 little archers?
Definitely the noise.
Oh. Oh.
This undreaded Omato Mokosko. He'll finally hear.
Dude.
Do you think they're making like scrolls of you in Japan right now? There's definitely like
his
scrolls.
Town hall level 8 somehow has war machine. How? Fucking.
He must have spent a $40.
Yeah, dude. China could technically devalue their currency. The Chinese probably have every fucking little thing.
Oh, they devalue.
They probably reverse engineered my war machine.
Do you think
they
that they're devaluing the yen in order to fucking
take down
the ultimate Damascus Muscovies?
For sure. I'm going to go on the record and say that's exactly why they built Huaiyuai. That'd be funny if this was all over Clash of Clans.
Might be.
Oh, my God.
How would the Chinese say that?
What? A Clash of Clans?
Yeah.
Clash of Clans?
Nice. That's how we should do it from now on.
What, Clash of Clans?
If I think of something racist, I'll just be like,
hey, Matt,
little alley-oop.
Do you know how many of those I've set you up for? I'm like, hey, what about this?
Yeah, yeah. I'm like, oh, I'm so quick.
Dude, Crash of Crayons, dude.
Crash of Crayons? I pray a Crash of Crayons.
I wonder what the name of it is in Chinese.
McCoskery.
McCoskery.
Oh, man.
Oh, fuck. Oh man! All right. Let's get back down to business. Oh, I'm so giggly today, dude. So
I'm happy to see you. We just watched a Dave Chappelle review.
Great.
Dave Chappelle's most recent special.
Fantastic,
is
dude.
So fucking good.
Yeah, it's good.
Good lord,
dude. That was a total touchdown.
God damn.
That was a total touchdown.
That was like he was listening to the cast, dude.
Yeah, man.
He's fucking.
I mean, that was moonwalking in the end zone the entire time.
That was crazy.
That was unbelievable.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That was every joke.
Dude, so that was.
Sorry.
So that's
so
special.
I interrupted the cast.
Please, that ties me all in. That's special. So here's what happened. They studied the machine learning to see who's getting flagged. And then they did. Like, so they had like five different data sets that were studied before. It was weird. I didn't understand how the first studies were like they would have them judged by Oh, gender studies student?
Oh, no.
Yeah, dude, a gender studies student, and they said a politically inactive feminist, which I don't fucking know what that means. I guess that's a female comedian.
True.
So like it was a feminist who was inactive. Like they weren't at the moment taking pictures of themselves and putting it on Facebook.
Yeah.
So it was a gender studies.
It's in between them.
That was the two judges to like make sure like things weren't getting like, you know, jumbled and overlooked.
That's exactly who I want deciding cultural.
Yeah, dude, exactly. Yeah. It was crazy to be able to be like, hey, Twitter, sorry, but your algorithms are racist. We have a, they literally said, quotes, 25-year-old gender studies major. So, to go through, you know, thousands of tweets. But
is there a dumber motherfucker on earth?
No.
Than a 25-year-old gender studies major?
No. I mean, dude.
Wow.
That's like, it's literally, you're going to school and your head's being filled with shit. You might as well, literally, yeah. I would pay money not to be a gender studies major.
Like you said, you're paying to get a degree on boys and girls.
Yeah, the boys are mean to the girls, dude.
Boys are mean to the girls. There's your degree.
Like, today you learn the boys are mean to the girls, and the girls wanted to be what you like, the boys, and the boys are mean to the girls. Yeah, it's fucking bullshit. So, they found out that, the null hypothesis, the HO, if it's too much jargon, don't worry about it. It was tight. I actually understood the research.
The HO?
HO is the null hypothesis.
They're going to have to change that.
So the null hypothesis in research, you assume there's no relation between the race of the user and the likelihood of them being kicked off of Twitter or whatever, or reported. So, but it was funny because they couldn't get the race, so they had to go through the lexicon and be like, they would call them an African American English, they would say, and standard American English. So they would say,
I don't like that terminology.
Yeah. Right. So they were trying to figure out that by being able to,
standard,
you know,
or African American
by proxy to figure out like the race of people, they would use another machine learning algorithm to determine, you know, they test like it could determine upon frequency of like the way someone tweeted if they're white or black. So not everyone was going to, but it was like, if you use that type of,
yeah,
they're trying to say
it's
like
if you're tweeting out Dragon Ball Z memes, you are African American.
If you started with bruh, dude, and there's it's like, so if you were using AAE, then they're saying that's more likely, because it wasn't really that, they were saying the algorithms are somehow from the bias of the people putting them out against AAE, and they report them, they flag them more. Because they were like, according to the null hypothesis, there should be no difference. If anything, they say the difference that should be is that white people get reported more because white people are racist. So if any, according to the researchers, dude, it's Cornell, saying that white people should be, sorry, I've seen if that guy emailed me back. He did not, the researcher. He emailed me once. So they were like, white people should be getting reported more. What happened was black people were getting reported more. But then they had the N-word debacle where they were like, oh shit, we forgot they can use the N-word. So that fucks up a whole thing of our data. So then they had to like go back and do that. But then they did sexism, and sexism came up like two times more likely. And they were like, these fucking algorithms are clearly racist. And the argument is like, well, maybe with the cultural licensing, obviously, you know, black people can say the N-word. Who cares?
Yeah.
But if you, maybe some of that cultural licensing creeps into the areas of maybe sexism and all that other stuff to where it's like, I can say, when I want my bitch to get home, blah, 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 blah.
Hey, hey, hey.
That was the word, bitch.
Hey, Matt.
They were like, and they found that AAE were more likely to use the terminology bitch. but they were like, this is clearly like, people need to recognize that these like machine learning algorithms, we can't have like,
damn,
the
dude,
legacy of racist coded into the fucking zeros
that's
and ones
so
of the future.
That's so sick. That, like when the robots take over, they're going to have AAE terminology.
Well, no, they're
like, what's up, ho bitches? Like the robots, the Matrix robots are going to be talking like black Twitter.
Well, they're saying right now they're not. Right now they're going to be like, hey, knock that off.
Yeah, I know. But
the robots are white
right now. It's going to be embedded in there.
They're going to have to fix it. Yeah, they're going to need it.
When the robots take over, it's going to be pure AAE.
Yeah, dude. They're gonna
so sick.
When they all switch off of the fucking motherboard, they're just gonna be like, sheet.
It's gonna be the noise the motor makes when they fly.
Sheet. But yeah, I want the guy to get back to me, because I'm like, I just want to make sure I have this right, because it's all getting damn, he didn't get back to me. It's all getting like, of course, there's like, you know, they took it already in the news. They were like, black people more racist, we have proof now. And it's like, well, there's like, it also could be the sample itself could have just been skewed somehow with more black people. But it does bring up interesting questions where it's like, now you're doing, this is hard data on who's getting reported by an algorithm. I don't know. I would say their Twitter has put some time and effort into this shit. You know what I mean? So the sexism one's weird, where they're like, for some reason black people came up as twice as many times being reported for being sexist, and it's clearly like a, you know, someone fucked up the coding and training these classifiers.
I mean, it sounds like the only way you're going to be able to do this is to just let everybody say whatever.
Exactly. And that's the thing, too. It's like, yeah, to think that we can have a fucking machine, like, sift through the nuances, is like, let people's brains can do this automatically.
Yeah, let people read it.
They'll say the N-word and be like, oh, he's a black guy. Okay, I have no need to worry. But they have Twitter's like, ping, ping, ping.
Bing, bong.
Big N-word wall. The Wakanda N-word wall dude is on Twitter, and dude, someone busted through. Like, oh, fuck, shit, we can't.
Just Thanos. Just pull basketball, me. Screaming it.
But yeah, man, that study was like, I was up all night last night reading about that. Like, dude, this is fucking crazy.
In between crushing.
Oh, then the fucking everyone.
How'd you do in the clans last night?
Bro, I didn't lose, man.
Really?
I have. Right now, I'm sitting pretty in my attack. My defenses are, my offense is way better. My defense, it takes too much time to arrange everything perfectly.
This is like Big 12 football.
Yeah, my offense, bro.
Offense, great.
I'm getting 100% destruction on people.
Really?
Yeah.
So you're just destroying people's entire villages.
I skip, though. If I see real hard-looking villages, I'm like, no, and I see one with, like, if I see stone walls, dude, I destroy them. It was funny, too, because I was like, I had all these new things unlocked. I'd researched all that. I'd leveled all my guys up. And for a second, I was in bed last night, and I was like, I just was about to just roll through a town. I'm like, dude, this is how Rome must have felt, dude. And that Rome was just like, yeah, we have the best fucking, like, going against, like, some shitty fucking tribe. Yeah, like, oh, we're going to butt fuck these guys.
Yeah.
And I just sit there and watch, and 100%, you watch, like, your plan unfold perfectly, and you're like, oh, my God, dude, I'm the best. Here's $20 more somehow. I need better walls.
So while you're gone, someone can attack your shit. So you just log back on and your shit's just ruined.
And some bay is like, oh no, we've been raided. And you'll see whether or not your defenses stood up. If they get 50% destruction or destroy your town hall, you lose. But if you hold them to like 49% and retain your town hall.
So there's nothing you can do while you're on defense.
You can just set up. You can just ingeniously engineer your village against invaders, barbarians.
Everyone that invades is a barbarian?
Well,
when you're on offense, you're a barbarian?
For sure.
Oh, okay.
I'm an invasive force.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're like purely, I'm fascist.
You're expanding your empire.
Yeah,
you're
fascist.
You're not a barbarian.
True.
You're not just...
am, actually. I'm not really, I have no rhyme or reason. I'm just smashing people and taking their shit, actually.
Man, that's
awesome. I pretty much only upgrade my troops. I just get the.
That's because you support them.
Exactly.
You love
them. I love the troops. I love the skeletons with fucking bombs, and I love the
skeletons
dragons.
Bombs?
Yeah, we have skeletons
those
with bombs,
ISIS,
dragons. There's a guy that literally carries a bomb into the wall. Love him.
He's the guy.
R.I.P.
Does he have a name? What are the names of some of the troops?
It literally is just like Archer Queen, Bomber Skeleton. It's pretty straightforward.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's because it's got to be
universal, dude.
Yeah,
it's World War IV, dude.
Wow.
The new war will be fought out on Clash of Clans.
You think?
For sure.
Dude, did you have fun on Thursday night?
Yo, man. That was a blast.
That was fun.
That was so fucking fun.
Sold out Harrisburg Comedy Zone.
Ooh,
wow.
God damn.
Wow.
That was a blast, dude.
Yeah, it was really fun.
Dude, we didn't get to talk about the night before, or the two nights before, when that old lady fucking attacked me.
Oh,
you know, I always train.
Talk about that?
No, I always train up, dude, for the big event. Whenever you get me to do something, I go, all right, I got to hit a mic.
Yeah,
I got to
hit
a show. So I hit a weekend show, dude. Dude, fresh off, like, I don't know. When's the last time you did that show in Helium?
I don't know.
6 months
it's
ago?
Been a while, yeah.
6 months, dude. Break. Show up. Go last. Not bragging. Not bragging. It's weekend, I say. Whatever. Wherever you guys want me, man, just tell me to go.
Yeah.
I go up, and dude, I just argued with a lady for fucking 8 minutes. But
you just argued with a lady?
Argued the whole entire time. Yeah, I'd had nothing. So I went up, and I was talking about people getting people getting jerked off in the 40s and stuff. Had nothing. It was so stupid.
No, it's a good bit.
It was fun. It was fun. It was relating all like the high pitched singing to people just being like steaming tea kettles full of cum, just like hilarious. But the lady obviously had a fucking bug up her ass.
Calling anybody a steaming tea kettle full of cum that's whistling music is so great.
So
that was your opener, and she.
She was
none too pleased.
Oh, I came out talking about how girls are so dumb at giving hand jobs and shit. It was like different stuff about how they have like no idea how to handle dicks, and like the so we start talking about that, and then I'm making fun of dudes in the 40s, and this lady was just like, can you be funny? And she was like talking right in front of me, and I was like, what the fuck's the problem? She was like, you think you could be funny without mentioning sex? And I was just like, no, I definitely can't do that. No. I'm fully incapable. I have to talk about it. It's the only thing
I can say.
It's like, it's literally the only thing I know. Yeah. So I'm like fucking with this lady. The moral of the story, dude, is the, so I'm like, I'm looking at her husband. He's just like, oh, come on, man.
That's what
I'm
looking at. I know. Check your bitch, dude.
So I'm trying. I'm like, dude, do you want to? You might want to.
Check your bitch.
He's looking down. And finally, dude, it was like, I shouldn't. I mean, I did a wicked, wicked thing, dude. But I was like, is it possible for you to maybe go out in public without making your husband stare at his feet the entire time because of your actions? Dude, it's like a 45-year-old lady, dude.
Oh,
dude, the place went nuts, and she was just like, we fought a little longer and she left, dude. And it was me stored up from dealing with my bae. I've been fighting my bae, and this bitch, I was like,
lady, you have no idea.
Cuscaroo, dude.
What you just walked into.
Oh my God, dude, I annihilated this lady. Bonsai
charged.
It was tough, man.
You blew a whistle,
it was funny.
You had a sword and you ran out of the jungle.
Spud was actually had a funny line. He should have been like, dude, you don't understand. I got one of these at home too. I live with you.
Yeah, I know how to fucking unplug this thing.
Yeah.
Just try hitting it. It's like an air conditioning unit. You gotta slap it around a little.
Dude, this lady was out of control, man. So what were you saying?
No, that's all you got to do. That's a guaranteed knockout. Like, if a chick is talking, you look at her boyfriend and say, dude, check your bitch.
Oh, kills him.
Crowd goes, especially in a black room.
Ooh.
If you tell someone to check their bitch in a black room, the place is like,
it's
a fight. You got to fight the guy.
Well, also, though, the thing I was explaining to her, I'm like, look, I know, like, you were just rambling out nonsense, but what you're doing is you're right now making his life horrible from your bullshit. You don't have to deal with any of this. He has to, because if I really were to, like, do something to hurt, like, you know, say something back seriously to hurt you, he has to deal with that.
Yeah.
You're just causing shit. Dude, and this guy, just little Tommy Bahama.
She's just an archer queen, dude. She was an archer queen with a fucking heel.
She ran into some purple crystal walls, and dude, and a purple good crystal air defense.
Yeah, he was just a skeleton bomber.
Oh, dude. He was a goblin, dude.
Yeah.
Goblins just run the perimeter and grab gold and fucking Clash of Clans. Isn't that funny? The goblin is...
Yeah, who do they represent?
The goblin? I don't know. I guess like medieval folklore, I guess. The goblin...
There's no one you can think of? Like during a war?
Can't think of anyone.
Might run around and...
Oh, while a war's going on, someone like manipulating the economics of it?
Yeah, what do
the goblins look like? Dude.
Just wondering. I don't know.
Very goblin-esque. Very goblin-esque. That is funny. That never occurred to me until now.
Well, you're not anti-Semitic.
Exactly. But I was like, fuck, the goblins just run around. I think that's literally what goblins are known for. Gold.
Gold.
Yeah, goblins are big gold
goblins
guys.
Goblins love gold.
Yeah. That's a funny mythology to pop about. There's like dragons that burn you. Dragons like gold too, but goblins like the fucking...
They like the gold.
Yeah, dude. That's weird, like, you know, all these other things will get you. Like, and there's these things that'll steal your gold. These
greedy little green things that go around and steal your fucking gold.
It's like, what? But, dude. So, dude.
That's nice.
I'm just leading up to battle. Absolute battle. Then led up to Harrisburg. That's all I was getting ready for.
You were just getting ready for the fight. That was a sparring session.
That was a sparring session with a 45-year-old lady. It was pretty... People were like, dude, that was awesome. I'm like, I had a battle of wits with like a lady who was blacked out, who was like 50 years old. Like, I hope I'd...